In some dangerous neighborhoods of Milwaukee, it seems as if there's a roadside memorial every other block. The stuffed animals, votive candles, photos, and bottles of liquor are left at a tree in honor of someone who died of gang violence. Often the victims and perpetrators of gang crimes are teenagers. Experts say that's a sharp contrast to 30 years ago when gangs were almost non-existent here. WUWM's Annalise Henzel reports.
Stan Stojkovich is a professor at UW-Milwaukee and the dean of the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare. He says something dramatic happened to the social structure in Milwaukee in the early 80s, which led to the birth of gangs. The city lost 100,000 manufacturing jobs. He says they were factory jobs that provided a good living for people without an education or skills. Stojkovich says when the jobs went away, many adults and their kids started hanging out on corners because they had nothing else to do. He says gangs started to sprout up, and they've grown wildly in the years since.
You have very structured, well-organized, large urban gangs, typically along racial, ethnic lines. They're not going to be going anywhere. They're going to be around for a while until the city really deals with some macro issues associated with gang development. They're really not going to do anything. You can hire all the cops you want. You can arrest all these people, and they've done that. Don't get me wrong. The activities of many of these people are not, they're in violation of the law, and they do threaten society, so there's something that has to be done. But the fact of the matter is Milwaukee has a very virulent kind of gang structure now that has moved well beyond what it was 20, 25 years ago.
Even though he calls the gang structure in Milwaukee vibrant, Stojkovich says it's hard to define just how many people are in gangs. He says that's because there's disagreement over what constitutes a gang. Some people, including Milwaukee police, say a gang is two or more people who come together to commit a crime. But Stojkovich says one thing is clear. Gangs are involved in some of the most dangerous criminal behavior.
Drug, guns, gangs tend to mix together. Most of this stuff deals with extortion, deals with gun running, deals with all sorts of drug distribution. Everything from marijuana all the way up until cocaine, heroin. Heroin's not as common nor as problematical as marijuana. And gang identification on the Lower South Side, for example, with Latino gangs, Latin Kings in particular, and on the Northwest Side, as well as parts of the centers of the city, are pretty entrenched and ensconced, both physically and culturally. And as a result, you've got all sorts of activities that, if there isn't something to replace gang activity, it's easy for younger people to join gangs. And then the criminal activity goes all over the place.
Stojkovich says because gangs are so entrenched in certain neighborhoods, many kids are lured in and find it hard to stay out of trouble. But he says there are other reasons they get involved, too.
The reality is that many of the kids who wind up in these gangs, not all of them, but many of them, wind up because they have nothing else. Other institutions in society have completely failed them or completely lost to them. Some consciously choose to enter into this activity for whatever particular idiosyncratic reason. But a lot of these kids, if you look at them, if you talk to them, what they'll tell you is there's a common theme of no hope. They have no hope for the future. They have no sense of being 30 years old, for example. I talked to two bangers in Racine County Jail a few years back. And I said to them, you know, they were 18 and 19. They're both charged with first-degree homicide. Do you ever envision 30? Oh, no. Absolutely not. Never had a father. Mother was problematical. Mom was usually trying, but oftentimes mom may have been on drugs or was prostituting herself. Other siblings are running wild. There's really no sense of family control. There's no school involvement. They dropped out of school, kicked out of school, whatever the issue. Nothing affiliated with the church. Employment, forget it. Employment among these individuals are usually African-American more than even Latino, but very high rates. One in two don't have a job. What's left to a person who's young, who has all sorts of issues? You know, I always like to say if the offending population only had one problem, you know, they had, let's say, a marijuana problem or an alcohol problem, boy, that would make our lives so much easier. But they have a whole host of issues. And so the incentives to join the gang are there.
Stojkovich says while some movies, rap music, and video games paint a glamorous picture of gang life, the reality is far different. He says most young people who stay deeply involved in gangs have only two possible futures ahead of them, a long prison sentence or an early death. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.